Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our call is jumping in after the off day, take on the Cincinnati Reds, and you guys have been doing so much winning and not much making up ground. It was a great strategy yesterday to not play. Everybody else above you lost in the standings, so now you're tied with the Atlanta Braves. I'm not going to ask you about that strategy because that'd be kind of putting you on the spot. But tonight you have Sean Manaea, who's been such a big part of this run for you. As we've talked about how well he's been pitching on the mound, what is he like as a guy? Because it seems like the rest of the pitching staff rallies around Sean.
Yeah, and I think I said it about a month or so, having conversations with, I can't remember who he was, but sneaky good leader here. You know, he's been, his influence in that locker room to the pitching staff, even with the position players, he's been great. You know, he keeps it loose, fun, but when it's go time, like we've seen it when, every time he takes a baseball, but in the dugout when he's not pitching, he's, you know, everything you could ask for on a such a pro. I'm just excited and happy that, you know, I was, you know, that we got him on our side.
I think I asked you this a couple times too about not just him, but other guys like David Peterson. As the year has gone on, the continued ramp up to kind of pitch deeper into games as the season has gone on. Has this been by design to do something like that?
I don't know that it's by design, but we're watching two guys that continue to get, you know, comfortable. They're, you watch their demeanors and their body language. And for Petey, I think he's to a point now where, like, he knows not only he's a big league pitcher, but he's like, I not only belong here, but I can, I'm one of the guys now, you know, and he keeps going and going. And that's a good feeling as a player, especially in this league. And same thing with Sean. He's been through a lot the past couple of years. And now, the inconsistency at the beginning with some of the walks and, you know, even with his body language at times where he would head down and then he will lose it for an inning and then he'll get back. Now he's on the attack, like chest high, give me the ball, I'm going right after you, that type of thing. And it's really, really good to see it develop in front of your eyes, you know. And again, he's kind of like our ace.
You get JD Martinez back. He was down in Miami, birth of his new daughter. So congratulations to JD. He's a guy that in spring training when he was signed, you could hear Pete and Francisco Lindor say, he's climbed the mountain. How important is he, not just as a bat, but as a voice in the room for this next push?
Yeah, he's important. This is a guy that's been on this type of pennant race. He's been in World Series, won it. He's, you know, he's been through a lot of good games in September, good winning teams. And, you know, the experience matters. We got some guys that went through it. Lindor, obviously, before he got here with Cleveland, with World Series experience. But some of the guys that went through it in 2022, and here we are, you know. And, yeah, JD continues to be that, you know, experience, that voice. And, you know, congrats on the baby. And excited to have him back in the lineup today.
I know you check the radar gun every once in a while on some pitchers to kind of as a gauge, not the end-all be-all, but as a gauge at how somebody's feeling. Edwin touched 101 the other day, Edwin Diaz. What did that mean?
Yeah, that he's feeling good, you know. And, you know, talking to Hef, especially when he wasn't pitching as much, like, we need to pitch this guy because the more he pitches, the better he's going to feel. And that's what we're seeing it. But we got to continue to be smart about it. But the fact that he was 100, 101, you know, 2 days ago, especially with the way he's, you know, he's been used as of late. That means that he's feeling well. The knee's good. The arm's good. So, yeah.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.